Hello, welcome back to Hell for Mental Health, El Infierno de la Salud Mental. This is episode 22, and today we have a special guest, Olivia Garcia, one more time. You might remember that she was our special guest in episode 3. In that episode, Olivia shared with us her experiences with some mental health conditions that threatened that she had found and what eventually led her to try alternative medicine or magic mushrooms through an ancestral ceremony. So Olivia is here with us. Olivia, how are you?
Hi, Carlos. Very good. Thank you for inviting me again to your program.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you here, and thank you very much for taking the time to talking to us today. And how have you been?
Very good, Carlos. I would like to share to your audience and yourself all the results I have had since I tried these magic mushrooms and, well, other kind of alternative medicine.
Well, what has happened after your experience with the ancestral ceremony and the magic mushrooms?
Well, after this event, I think I started to feel better about my two principal issues, that I have been work on them in the past years, that has to be with my reproductive system and with my dreams. I had a lot of symptoms in these two areas of my life and of my body, I mean. And after the ceremony, I felt that the medicine got directly through my organs and establish them and make them healthier. Even I really felt that this medicine went directly through my brain and changed some programs I had related to these organs and what they mean in a very deep way, like not just relieving the symptoms, the physical symptoms, but also reminding me that they were connected to something more deeper that had to be with my ancestors and with problems that they had in these parts of the body. So it was very interesting because I think everything got integrated, the symptoms with a deeper origin.
So when you were taking your mushrooms and you were on your trip, the medicine went through your brain and then to your body, and you fixed your body yourself?
Yes, it was like that. it was like helping both sides, the mental thing and the physical organs. So it was so, like...
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but during your trip, you were your own doctor, mm-hmm. and you were fixing yourself.
Yes, that's a very close point of view of what happened mm-hmm. that time, because in this context of ceremony, of sacred ceremony, it's like if my higher self was guiding me in this trip all the time, telling me why things happened, what had happened with the symptoms, what was the origin of them, what I had to change in my behavior, in my point of in point of view of other things in life. It was a very deeper trip, and spiritual too, because the context was the ceremony. So I received that information for what I needed to change and heal.
Okay, so it was both a physical and spiritual fixing that you did with your body, your reproductive system. And what are the results that you saw after fixing yourself?
One of the results that is the biggest result I had after the ceremony was that I had a program about getting pregnant, and I didn't get pregnant before because I was very sure that it was not of my business, that kind of election. But after I did the ceremony, I knew that that program was because I in my heritage, in my female heritage, was this idea of getting pregnant was part of a bad result, that things could be worse if you had a kids, or you changed your life completely, or I don't know, a series of ideas around pregnancy. So I changed that program inside my brain, myself, and after that it was incredible, because I just hear that if I wanted to get pregnant after this event, I could do it. And it happened. And I was like, what? How is this possible? Because it was very, very recent that I got pregnant after this event.
Okay. So you had this mental program where you were denying yourself the possibility of getting pregnant. And then after the ceremony, after all the your trip and all the fixing that you did within yourself, you got pregnant, right?
Yes.
So you agree with me that this might be hard for some people to believe. Some people will be very skeptical and say, come on, that cannot happen.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, of course. It sounds nuts, like nuts. Yes. Well, it's very common that this happened, because people are not approached to this kind of medicine. They haven't tried it. Maybe they do not know a lot of benefits that this kind of medicine offers. I think for me it's like normal to have these results, because I have many years in being in treatment, in natural treatments where plants and herbs and essential oils and all of these things I use to heal myself, and that's why maybe for me it's natural. I listen to Joe Dispenza, for example, and all these kind of people that study how brain, it's important because you can change programs and heal yourself also. But when people are not familiar with this other way of
option.
healing, yeah, maybe they listen to me and they will say, what is she talking about? This information is not in Harvard or in yes, in papers that are mm-hmm. scientific or something like that.
Yeah. Well, you have spent many years finding and offering natural ways for people to work on mental health issues. Flowers, back flowers, and other options. Do you see an increase in the number of people who approach other alternatives, such as the ceremony with mushrooms or other alternatives?
Yes, Carlos, I have seen that people are interested in healing by natural ways, and they are trying to find some ways to get better, to get rid of their mental symptoms and physical symptoms also. So I think, yes, they are finding places where we can talk, like this show, for example, like your podcast, or institutions or organizations that talk about this. They are constantly looking for these ways to treat themselves. And also I think that media and some platforms are producing some programs about what is alternative medicine, and they talk about psilocybin, they talk about LSD, they talk about ayahuasca and all this traditional medicine. So I think in this time, I think it's increasing the number of people that want to heal with other alternatives.
Well, when you talk about the number of people increasing in terms of trying to find alternative medication, it is very difficult for people to talk about, even anonymously, about their mental health problems. It is a very strong social stigma mm-hmm. around these conditions. Do you personally work in any way to remove this stigma and maybe get people to share their conditions or to be more open about these conditions?
Yes, Carlos. In Mexico, there are some holistic centers that offer programs and spaces like talk circles, or I don't know how to say it in English, but it's like getting around with other people that want mm-hmm. to open their heart and knowing that no one is gonna judge their process or whatever they want to share with the others. And yes, in my case, well, I have a center that allows this kind of groups and let them to talk and give them all the flexibility to share all their stories. And I think this is very important, because they feel in confidence. They feel they can, they identify themselves. When you start talking about these kind of things, when you listen to other and you talk about your issues, then it creates like an important communication between them. And well, this offers an opportunity to start healing. So yes, it's important to do this kind of programs or like your podcast, for example, because you invite people to feel comfortable about these taboo contents, and well, they can find someone that helped them, psychiatry, I mean, a psychologist, a therapist, a guide. A therapist that can help them too.
It is very hard to try to not to convince, but to create awareness and make people aware that they are not alone and they can share their experiences, their conditions. But let me go back to what happened to you before your experience with the ancestral ceremony. You used to have problems with sleeping, bad dreams, and things like that. Did you fix that thing?
Yes, Carlos. Always. Also, I sleep very good. I haven't. I don't have any trouble with insomnia, for example. Now I think it this energy that accumulated in the night with inside my brain, now it's not against me, it's with me in a way, because it helps me to remember my dreams. It helps me to make me more conscious inside my dreams, knowing that I am dreaming, and it helps me to decide that I want to sleep. I want to get rest. I want to be very relaxed. I want to be all the things I want to restore during the sleeping time. I think I can do it better because this energy is in a good way with me right now. So all accidents and all troubles and all insomnia and all these problems with like somnolence disappeared.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yes.
Olivia, I'm not trying to sell anything here because that is not the purpose of this podcast, to sell anything. But do you think that psilocybin or an ancestral ceremony with alternative medication is something that people should try if they are having mental health problems?
Yes, definitely. I think that if they feel the call from the medicine, I mean, if they are like they want to get something different, another technique, and they want to feel something deeper also, this could be a very good way to go deeply inside their symptoms, because this kind of medicine allows us to know the origin of those symptoms, and this some always has to be with our emotional, spiritual bodies. So I think every person that wants to heal anything in their lives should do this medicine once at least in their lives, and approach to this medicine with respect and with open heart and open mind to receive what they need, not in a mental way, but in emotional way. So I
In
think
a spiritual,
in this
emotional way.
position, Yes. In this disposition, the medicine really, really connects to your heart and gives you what you need.
Mm-hmm. So through the ceremony, people go all the way back to their origins of what is troubling them and what the problem is with their not just physical and mental conditions, but also spiritual, emotional. They go deep into their souls.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yes. And if you do it, for example, like I did, by a ceremony context, so the spirit is open to receive all this information and all this healing. Also, I haven't tried the treatment, the psychology treatment with psilocybin yet, because the ceremony was enough for me. But also in this little doses, people can approach to little by little to their origin, to the problems that that they had in their lives, and to the emotional aspects and mental aspects behind these symptoms. So, well, I think the medicine is really, really, really good, and it depends on what you are searching after taking it.
Okay. Well, it's a very interesting experience what you went through, and well, it is an option for people who might find this ancestral ceremony or ancestral medication to be maybe a way for them to fix themselves, to try it and feel better.
Yes. I am convinced that nature is there in front of us because it wants to heal us in a proper way, or in a way that doesn't damage us. And well, it's now in our hands to do it with consciousness, with respect, and with all the disposition of really get healed in all ourselves in a holistic way.
Yeah. Well, this is ancestral, and if it is ancestral, it's because it is old and it used to work for people hundreds of years ago, right?
Of course.
So it is something natural, and if people use it hundreds of years ago, it's because it might work today too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in fact. So yes, I would invite people to try it at least once in their lives.
Okay. Well, are you gonna try it again in the future?
Well, I don't know. I am in this time just landing all the things that moved in the ceremony I made in February in this year. So, well, maybe in another time I could do it again, but now I'm not sure to repeat it. It's enough for me right now.
just be careful if you get pregnant again.
Okay. I will care about that.
Okay, Olivia. Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talking to us today and sharing all your experiences with the ancestral ceremony and with psilocybin or the mushrooms, the magic mushrooms. It was a pleasure to have you here, and just help us spread the word about the podcast.
Yes, Carlos, thank you for inviting me again. I like a lot your program, and I know that it will have a lot of more followers
I hope so.
In this next
this is
month.
Just a way to create awareness.
Yes, it is very, very opportune, your program, right, in these times. So thank you very much
okay.
for
thank
this
you, Olivia, and congratulations.
Thank you, Carlos. Send you
Bye.
Hugs. Bye.